Welcome to Calming Anxiety with me, your host, Martin Hewlett. If you're wanting to leave anxiety and negative thinking behind, then this is the podcast for you. It's a blend of mindfulness, meditation, and guided hypnosis to help you lead the life you've always wanted. Before we start today's show, do consider downloading the Calming Anxiety app for Android and iOS. All the shows and so much more in one beautiful little app. There's a direct link in the show notes for you. Today, find that quiet place all to yourself, somewhere where you won't be disturbed for a while. Lying down or sitting, headphones on as well if you wish. Close your eyes and focus on your breathing. As with every breath, you start to relax further and further, just paying attention to the hypnotic rhythmic rise and fall of every breath and the sound of my voice. And even should your mind wander, which is natural, when you're ready, bring your thoughts back to each and every breath and relax deeper and deeper. Just you and this moment in time. To reset your mind. To get rid of negative thoughts, of doubt and worry, and to leave anxiety behind. Maybe be aware the sound of air passing through your nose as you inhale, or the difference in temperature around your nostrils between the in and the out breath. But on every out breath, find yourself relaxing deeper and deeper into a natural state of trance, just drifting further and further down. And as your body and mind become calm and still, it's time now to reflect on what makes you unique. Focusing only on the positives. As a species, regardless of what race, gender, political or religious persuasion you are, we are hardwired to look at our negatives. We tell ourselves off, we focus on the mistakes of our past, and this way of thinking holds us back from expanding our horizons, our expectations, and our desires and needs. When you learn to change the way you think, the way you speak to yourself every moment, you will change your world in such an incredible, positive and healthy way. You will simply wonder why you just didn't do this earlier. Every day, be aware of how you speak to yourself, of how you react to everyday situations. Is the dialogue in your thoughts negative and be honest with yourself. And when you start to notice, you will be able to make the change to stop with these negative, self-defeating words and actions. You will be able to take back the control over how you see yourself and the world that you inhabit. When you make a mistake, when you're clumsy, when you drop something, no longer telling yourself you're stupid. We all make mistakes. How we see ourselves in these moments is what defines the way we proceed in our lives. Take time at the start of each and every day to be kind to yourself, to look in the mirror and look for the positives. Everyone has something about themselves physically that they do not like. But when you focus on those parts that you do like, you tip the balance in favor of health, positivity, and watch your courage and compassion grow for who you truly are. Take time to make sure you have forgiven yourself for past mistakes. Again, we all make them. Everyone does. But you need to leave them in the past where they belong. Moving forward, honoring who you are. Life is truly a miracle. We get but one chance. And there is no excuse, no reason to live a sad and defeating life because of your past. Everyone, including you, can move forward. I have, and so have so many others that I have spoken with. You can and you will. You will still have moments of doubt. This is being human. But you will have more moments of hope, of growth, of positivity, and a desire to be the best version of you ever. As we move forward each and every day, make a commitment to yourself to change one negative moment or habit. Make it the easiest one possible, and do not give up. Whatever this task is, achieve one positive thing every week. Embrace it. Be positive. Look in the mirror and smile. There has only ever been one you, and there will never be another. Live your life to the full. And now take a deep breath. And now another, completely filling up the lungs, feeling a reconnection with every part of your body, and open your eyes. Feel the day. Enjoy this moment. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Take care. Feel free to share this on social media to help those around you. And above all, be kind.